That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 15th day of June. It's a Thursday, 2023. And tonight, the board op, at least for a while, is none other than Style.
Good evening, Pastor.
And right here in the studio where I can keep a close eye on him, and I have to, none other than Rowdy Randy.
Hey, be blessed, no stress, everyone.
And 84 pounds of something. Little Lisa!
Good evening, everyone.
See how she did that? She'd been waiting all day to do that. You can do it again if you want. Go on. There you go. See the cackle? No eggs, but a lot of cackling. Anyhow, let's go. We're going to start. We got a lot to cover tonight, a lot. So we got to really get after it, don't we? So the title of the message was The Rapture, The Types, Shadows, and Prophetic Truths Immutable. And we start out by, well, a lot of people are calling, wanting to know, Pastor, tell me, is the rapture near? I don't know when it's, how close. I don't, you know, folks. God knows that. Only God knows that. But do I think it's near? I do think it's near because of all what is happening all around us, everything we see. And so we take a look at the types in the shadows. God does things the same. He says, I am the same today, tomorrow, forever, right?
That's right.
It's called, yes. He's the immutable God. And so he gives us shadows and types. He shows us from the past what he's going to do in the future, don't he?
Yes.
We saw the Genesis 7, 11 through 24, the flood was a type of the rapture. And Genesis 19, 20 through 30, when he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, that was a type of the rapture. In Exodus 14, 13 through 31, where he took the Exodus people, Israel, out of Egypt, that was a type of the rapture. And so, and then we got into the purpose of the tribulation period. Now, God does everything with a purpose, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. God is not the author of confusion, right?
That's correct.
Right, yes.
And so here, the purpose of the tribulation period is, one, to prepare Israel for her king and the purification period. And so we took a look at that, and we saw in Ezekiel 36, verses 17 to 33, in Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8 and 9, and then in Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, we saw the purpose of the tribulation period concerning Israel. And then we took a look, and now there was a lot of verses, so I didn't go into all of them because there was too many, but I just told people they could look at Revelation 6:10, Revelation 11:10, Revelation 14:6, Revelation 17:8, but I just did Revelation 13, but we did it in depth, 8 through 14, on the purpose of the tribulation period concerning the people on earth. And then tonight we're going to pick it up here. Now, it would be a total contradiction of the very relationship of Christ and his church for the church to be punished with the unrepentant lost world. Okay, so there's absolutely, positively no purpose at all of the church in the tribulation period. And do you know what? Before we go any farther, you hear that racket out there, that noise? We got some weather, don't we?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Some heavy yes. weather.
Mm-hmm. And so what I want to do is I want to pray, because it's weather like this that the devil could use to knock us off the air tonight. So I'm going to ask all of you folks out there to join us, because they don't want the message in this program, and especially the scripture, the devil does not want on the air. So please join with us. We're the ones that always get targeted. We always get targeted. And so would you please join with us? Please do that as we pray that we're not knocked down. You don't know how frustrating it is. You don't know to get all prepared for the program, be ready to go, try to get the message out that's important, and then get knocked down off the air and just have to sit here. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we gather here tonight, Lord, we would ask you to host this radio program. Father God, host this radio. Let your truth, your whole truth, nothing but your truth, go out over the airwaves, Lord God. You know who's listening. You know what they need to hear, you know, and you can have whoever you want to hear that. So, Father God, we would ask, Lord God, that your truth would come out, that your message would reach the hearts and the minds of the people, it would edify them, and, Lord, and would bless them. And we ask, too, Lord, that through the efforts tonight, that some out there listening that are lost, when this program's over with, would be saved. These things we ask now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so here now, we're going to pick it up here, and we're going to take a look at the rapture of the church. So, Randy, go ahead and read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting with verse at a time.
Starting with verse 1.
No, verse 13.
Verse 2, okay.
13.
13, gotcha. All right. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as those which have not hope.
Okay, now, here, two key words in there, asleep. One, we, those of us in Christ, don't die. Okay, we don't die. In other words, we die to the world, but he refers to the word as sleep, because we're going to get resurrected, okay? Now, even the opposition gets resurrected. Everybody gets resurrected. We get resurrected to glory. They get resurrected to torment, okay? And so here, that word sleep there is referring to temporary, and it's referring to our bodies that are asleep in the ground. Now, he goes on to say, even as others have, either as, and that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, that word hope is a word that's also used for assurance. That same word there, assurance. That, what assurance do we have? That in Christ, we know we're saved, right? We
yes,
know that we'll be resurrected,
yes.
huh?
Yeah.
And then go ahead and read the next verse.
Okay. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Okay, so stop there now. So if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. Now, if he's going to bring us back with him, that means, and if he's coming back here, that we can't be here, right? We're going to be somewhere else, right?
That's right.
Now, our bodies are going to be here, yeah. right? But we're triune beings. We're body, soul, and spirit. So when we die, our bodies go back to the ground, but our soul and spirit goes to be with the Lord. Okay? And so now he's coming back. And for this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent. That word prevent in the Latin is a word.
Isn't that precede?
It means to come before, to come before.
Come before, okay, yeah.
It says we're not going to come before those, okay, that are which are asleep, that have died. So here now, we get a picture. This is not the second coming. No.
Right.
Because the second coming, Christ comes back to earth, right?
Right.
He's not coming back to earth here. He's coming back to the first heaven.
For first coming, yeah.
Now, as he comes, he's coming in the clouds. Now, the word clouds there is not the foggy white mist that's about up in the sky. Actually, that word clouds there is referring to saints. It's referring to a large number of saints. And so he goes on to say, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. Now, that word shout is actually a military term. It means command.
Okay.
The command, okay?
Okay.
And with the trump of God. Now, here's the other thing. This is what people get confused. And I don't know how they could get so confused, but this, you know, the people think this is the last trumpet. No. A trumpet is the sound that a trumpet makes. Okay? A trumpet is an instrument. Okay? A trump is the sound when you blast that trump. Now, this is the last trump, the last sound of the first trump. This would be the first trump, but the last sound made, okay? And so it's not what is referred to over there in Revelation 6. Now, so the archangel with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Okay. Now, the dead's going to be Old Testament saints and New Testament saints, huh?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Then we which are alive. Now, okay, here, let me stop there, too. Now, what are we calling this? This is the dead in Christ. This is the day of Christ, the day of Christ, the day of Christ. Now, how is the day of Christ different from the day of the Lord?
The day of the Lord is judgment.
Yes.
And that the day of Christ, he's actually, I guess it's a joyous time because he's coming to get us.
It always, the day of Christ is always salvation, mm-hmm. always yeah. deals with, the yeah. day of the Lord always deals with judgment, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you confuse the two, you're going to be really confused, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Now the clouds, again, or the club, the saints, okay?
Right.
To meet the Lord in the air, and we shall be, and we shall ever be with the Lord. Now, so here now, what the Lord is going to do is he's going to raise our molecules, our bodies, out of the ashes, out of the ground, and he's going to reassemble them. And our body, soul, and spirit together now will be in a glorified body. Now, this body will have no disease. It'll be a perfect body. No sickness, none of these things, and it cannot ever die. And so here, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now, I just want to go over to chapter 5 for a minute.
Okay.
Because now we go to the day of the Lord, which is the day of judgment. Excuse me. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. That's called judgment.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so judgment is different than salvation.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot different.
Uh-huh.
And so now, I want you to just turn over for a minute to John chapter 14. John 14, verses 1 through 3. John 14, verses 1 through 3.
Okay. Oh, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And thither I go, and whither I go, excuse me, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Okay, so now here, let me go back here. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. Why would he say that?
He is God.
Well, because obviously there's sorrow here. He's talking of leaving them, and they're thinking of him basically just being disconnected and gone. That's their perspective, and he's not.
Yeah, but it's true. But he says, if you believe in God,
yes,
then believe in me also. So he's telling you who he is, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So he's telling you that who he's. He's identifying himself.
Mm-hmm.
He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So I go and I prepare a place for you, okay? So we know that he left out the Mount of Olives, right? Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, here, he makes a pretty important point. If we read over in Psalm 23:6, we know that the Father's house, it says, is where you will be forever, where we will be forever, okay? And so here, and if you take a look at this, what he says, many mansions, we know the New Jerusalem, the dimensions are like 1,500 miles in a cube.
Right, miles, that's right.
Now, there's two, there are two types that have the dimensions the same, the width, the breadth, and the depth. One is a cube, and the other is a pyramid. And so a lot of people think that this is where we get the pyramids from, they're duplicated or replicated from heaven, okay? But let's just say that these that you had on this 1,500 miles high, that you had stories 1 mile high. 1 mile, and a mile's pretty high, isn't it?
Yes.
Pretty, yeah.
Okay, do we have any mile-high buildings? I don't think we do. Do we?
No.
No. No. There's nothing close to that.
But we have high buildings, but no mile.
No.
High
no mile high. That's right.
Okay. So now, if let's just say you had, they were 1 mile high in the New Jerusalem, that would be many, 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 many times the landmass of the earth. Many times the landmass of the earth. Okay?
Yes.
And so here now you're talking about. He's telling you that in his Father's house in many mansions, it's a huge, huge place. And here now, he goes on to say, now, if I go and prepare a place for you, do you think maybe a master carpenter would know something about doing that?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think that might be out of his pay grade.
Uh-huh.
Well, who was a master carpenter?
Well, God would. I agree. I thought you were talking about
the Lord Jesus was a carpenter, yeah.
Exactly.
And so, but now, when God makes things, does he do it right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I mean, we take a look out there in the morning at a sunrise in the morning, the mountains, and the he knew what he was doing, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yes.
And so here now, he tells you, I can just imagine what these matches are going to be like, okay? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Sounds a whole lot like the rapture of the church, doesn't it?
Yes.
It sure does. Yes, it does.
Okay, now, Let's go over to 1 Corinthians 15.
1 Corinthians 15.
Mm-hmm. In 1 Corinthians 15, if you start now in verse 51 through 58.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall rise incorruptible and shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in the victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Okay, now when we take a look back at verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So is he referring to a simultaneously resurrection of the Old Testament, New Testament saints?
So what he's showing you here is something that we'll say that prior to this point was not known, was not
right.
Concrete known.
Never,
yeah.
Never
known.
No,
yeah.
So nobody ever seen anything like that before.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so here, now when he says in a moment, now the word in a moment, atomos, in the Greek, it's actually, the word actually refers to the very smallest particle of matter.
I had heard that a twinkling of an eye was 1/16,000th of a second, which is, infinitesimal.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to let Lisa twinkle here, and we'll have Style time it, because he's got the equipment, okay? All right, but anyhow, so it's going to happen very quickly, isn't it?
Real quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the last trump, we already talked about that, okay? He's not here. Again, we're talking about not a trumpet, but the trump, the last trumpet, the first trumpet, okay? In the moment of the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For the corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And so, how do we do that? How does the corruptible put on incorruption?
Well, we're going from our, let's call it earthly to or time limited to eternal, which is untime limited, heavenly.
Well, it's kind of talking about our bodies.
Our bodies
yes.
filled with sin. Our bodies are filled with sin, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
But it's going to be perfect. There'll be no sin in our bodies, okay? So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption and the mortal shall have put on immortality, so what's the difference between the mortal and the immortal?
Eternal and finite.
Okay, so the mortal is temporary, but immortal is finite.
Forever,
finite.
Yes.
Infinite, yeah.
So we're going to be, then shall it be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Now, what is actually the definition of death? It's a separation from God.
From God,
yes.
Okay. From God, that's right.
Separation from God. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is in sin, and the strength of sin is in the law. Why would the strength of sin be in the law? The law was perfect. The law was perfect.
Yes.
But we couldn't achieve it. We couldn't live in it. We couldn't live up to
well,
it.
Well, the law being perfect, and we being mortal and not perfect.
Right.
So the only thing that the law could do for us is what it would do to us, and that was condemn us, huh?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. Even when you get discouraged, yes. And you feel, what am I doing? I'm spinning my wheels. If you're doing the Lord's work, it's not in vain, huh?
That's right.
You're going to get credited for it, aren't you?
Credited to your account, not taken away from it.
Okay, so would God always honor your commitment? Will he always honor your commitment?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go to here and we're going to play a clip tonight. And it's Steve Bannon and Russ Vaught, and they're going to be talking about the Department of Justice, which is not, and the weaponization against us by the Department of Justice. So, Style, take it away.
Russ, walk us through both of these breaking news stories, and quite frankly, you're the architect here. Take it away.
Well, let me start with the first one, and you're entirely right in the sense that in the aftermath of the debt limit deal, the appropriations process and the fight, and we'll put the fight in air quotes, is entirely performative. They are not going to be at fiscal year 22 levels. They could be. They could try. But they have figured out a new way to game the system, which is to take money, big chunks of money that are sitting there, largely not going to be spent, and to use those, they call them rescissions, to be able to pay for keeping agency spending going at current law levels. And so this is a trick, and sometimes it confuses conservatives because you're like, you don't want me to take this COVID spending? Yeah, I want you to take COVID spending. I do. I want you to cut it. I don't want you to use it as a pay for.
It seems to be having some difficulty problems last night. All right, can you do this? Can you maybe...
For other higher government spending, and conservatives fall for this every single time, right? Because...
It looks like, again, well, we prayed about it, but maybe the Lord didn't want this one to come through tonight on us, huh? Let's do this. I can do... Try going to the Steve Bannon and Natalie Winters exposing Burisma's deal. Can we try that one? Okay, it's gone. Alrighty. Well, folks, that kills that. All right. But
you want me to go to the first article here on Biden coerced form?
Yeah, well, you got to talk right into the mark.
Okay, yeah, here we go. We'll go to this article.
Natalie
Biden.
Oh, Winters.
He's trying to come on.
All right, he's... okay, he's going to try to just go ahead and... We're just going to drop that. It's not going to work, is it? And so... Okay, you want to try... Did you say you were going to try the next one? All right, yeah, you listen to that. Make sure that that'll work before we try it, okay? All right, Randy, you go ahead and, sure. And let's do some lightning
Biden
rounds.
Biden coerced foreign nationals to pay $10 million. If FBI investigated anything, it remains a secret. That's according to those who are familiar with the investigation into the FBI's handling of a report from a trusted confidential human source that provided details of payments allegedly made to the Bidens. And it says here that multiple reputable sources have documentation of the schemes to funnel money from foreign nationals through a labyrinth of bank accounts and organizations to the Bidens. The FBI is still stonewalling, but Senator Chuck Grassley has confirmed a foreign national, and that's Mykola Zelensky of the Burisma people. It says the FBI have now learned that in the 1020 report that the CHS saying that the Bidens coerced, his name is Zolchevsky, to pay the bribe. The responses apparently from Zolchesky was that he said he had several things to avoid to be detected. That he mentioned the audio recordings he had made of the conversations with Hunter and Joe Biden, according to the CHS, and he had a total of 17 recorded conversations.
Already, here we got one. News headlines now call for investigation of the Bidens. Well, some of the actually Democrats are now starting to say, you know what? There's Democrats, you're not going to believe this, that are actually saying they're going to vote for Trump because of what they're doing to him. Democrats, okay? And they're saying that this is, now it's too obvious. Joe Biden is trying to become a dictator. He has become a dictator. And so now some of the media out there, that, like the Washington Examiner said, perhaps the worst argument against indicting President Donald Trump is that the Justice Department failed to pursue much, much stronger cases against the Clinton and the Biden crime families. So the right answer isn't to let Trump skate free, but without ignoring political realities, to hold serious presidential corruption to account. So now we're seeing even the left-wing media starting to go saying, hey, they're demanding, let's take a look at this. Maybe we should have equal justice. What a concept. Think about that. Equal justice.
Yes. But there's actual evidence in this case. This isn't like the Russia and Trump scam, if you will. I mean, they actually have hard copy evidence now.
All right, very good. Go ahead, Little Lisa.
Okay, from Natural News, after visiting America's southern border, as he promised to do, 2024 presidential contender Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that hospitals along the U.S.-Mexican border are so packed with pregnant migrant women that American women are having to delay their scheduled deliveries. And he did this to bring more awareness to the very serious issue of illegal immigration and just how much of a threat it is to the subsistence of our country. He visited in person to see for himself just how bad it is. He was left in shock at what he saw, warning that Americans are losing access to health care while migrants are taking their place.
Well, all right. Well, yes. You know, not only that, but now they're actually in some of these college campuses, they're giving the dorms to illegals.
Yeah, here's one about that.
And not to the children that are paid for. I'll tell you when. Oh, go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. Well, it says here college students in New York City are being pushed out of their dorm rooms as the academic year comes to a close to make way for hundreds of illegal aliens who are being brought in to take up residence in the collegiate housing facilities. More than 800 illegal aliens were bussed in from the border to the sanctuary city of New York. They'll now be housed in these dorms that normally serve students of the American Musical Dramatic Academy. And the dorms are now being referred to as city-run humanitarian emergency response and relief centers.
Well, the mayor of New York is suggesting that Democrats start bringing illegals into their own homes, okay? I'm wondering how many the mayor has brought into his house.
Okay? Yeah, I bet none.
Okay.
But you know what's interesting is that we haven't talked about the anchor baby.
Yeah.
And the whole, you know, because that's the oldest trick in the book, basically.
Oh, yeah. China's doing that. That's what China's sending them over here.
Yeah,
by the thousands having their babies. And
that's right.
They
have the babies here, and then they're citizens. And like I said, the anchor baby. But we haven't talked about that on the air in a while because of the other stuff, the child trafficking and stuff. It's just been amazing. It's almost too much.
Well, in his first month in office, the crime rate jumps 38% under the new Chicago Mayor Johnson. He's really letting them have it. I mean, he's telling you can rob, steal, kill, whatever, okay? This is Chicago, okay? When Chicagoans voted on Lori Lightfoot, voted out. They thought she was bad, right?
Right. Yeah.
And put Mayor Brandon Johnson in charge. Now, you show me someone who believes that there was a legitimate election, okay? And I'll show you two idiots.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chicago is all the way back to the Mailer Daily when you had all those
dead
people.
How about Al Capone? How about back to Al Capone?
Al Capone and Hillary's father.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. Al Capone worked. Hillary's father worked with Al Capone.
Yeah.
Okay. And here, going back to those days, and the graves were open. I mean, they were voting. All these dead people came out of the graves to vote.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, and just, I mean, it was really bad. I mean, really bad. And so here now, crime is rising so high, and they're getting exactly what they voted for. Well, they all didn't vote for this guy, but it doesn't matter. In Chicago, corruption is if you actually want to go there, you know, like some people go to Africa for a safari, or they'll go down to South America. If you want to shoot children, you can go to Chicago.
You can go to Chicago, yes. That's correct. Yeah,
because mm-hmm. there's a good chance you can shoot some children, and your case might not even be investigated. And let's just say you are caught shooting children. They've got such corrupt prosecutors, they'll do whatever they can to get you off, won't they?
That's yes. exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, as long
well,
as
think about their mm-hmm. alderman system there where they control jobs and all that. So basically you pay people back with, it's almost like legalized graft is what it amounts mm-hmm. to.
Yep. And so, I mean, it is really something. So, yeah, way to go, you folks in Chicago. You know what I would suggest for all the smartest people in Chicago? I would suggest they move out of Chicago.
Yes. Good idea.
Yeah. In fact, that would probably be a test of your IQ, huh?
Yes.
Absolutely.
To move out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, well, in fact, I got all the stats here. Wow, boy, you wouldn't believe the amount. Here are the stats. Date of death. They give you the date of the death, the age of the person. Going across here. Date of death, 5/15, age 18, female, black, gunshot wound to the torso. I'm just going to go down. Age 15, male, black, gunshot wound to the back. Age 17, male, black, gunshot wound to the head. Age 17, male, Latino, multiple gunshot wounds. Age 15, male, black, multiple gunshot wounds. Age 14, male, black, multiple gunshot wounds. Kind of see a pattern here, don't you?
Yeah, it does kind of sound like the same thing over and over again.
Yep. And so
but you know what's sad about that is that now, you never hear about what they do with these people, with the shooters, when they survive. When the shooters survive, you never hear about them. And I bet you that not much happens to them.
Right. Oh, no. Well, no, these kids that are shooters, you know, the ones that they catch, a lot of times they spend no time in jail at all.
That's exactly right. Well, yeah, we have the people on the program, that Job and the other one, about how they walked here. Remember that absolutely nothing happened really to them.
Mm-hmm.
A violation of parole and all that, and they walked anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Reporter asks U.S. Attorney General, a very, very corrupt and very crooked, in fact, the most crooked Attorney General, Merrick Garland, about his role in the Trump indictment. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday was asked about his role in arresting Joe Biden's main political rival. Joe Biden paved the way for the Justice Department to arrest his political opponent after he retroactively revoked Trump's executive privilege. Biden revoking Trump's executive privilege opened the door for the former president to be subpoenaed. The subpoena then opened the door for the Justice Department, the corrupt, I mean a completely and totally corrupt Justice Department. And folks, I got to tell you, you have no obligation whatsoever to recognize any legitimacy in that corrupt Justice Department. If they tell you we're the law, no, they're not. They're not the law. What they are, they're thugs. That's
right.
What they are, okay?
Yes.
They're the criminal element.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a fact. A reporter for ABC News asked Merrick Garland about his role in the Trump indictment. Could you give the American public a clear sense of what exactly your role was in the indictment process, just so people can understand what that role is? ABC's Pierre Thomas asked Merrick Garland. I'm really surprised that anybody from ABC. The ABC reporter also asked Merrick Garland why he thought indicting Trump was the best step. And why there was no other alternatives. What he should have asked him why, when both Hillary and Joe Biden have done 1,000 times worse than anything that Trump has done.
But they just flat out flaunt it and don't answer the questions.
Yep.
They just don't. I mean, that's, you know, it's gotten to that point. I mean, isn't Chris Ray still in contempt of Congress right now?
Yeah, he's in. Yeah.
He's in contempt.
Merrick Garland said his role has been completely consistent with the regulations and set forth responsibilities for setting Attorney General under special counsel regulations, and I followed these regulations. Merrick Garland is a liar.
Yes, he is. He is.
I watched him lie to Congress. I watched him sit there and lie to Congress under oath. And so Merrick Garland refused to answer the questions. All comments on this will have to come in filings. So there you go. And Jack Smith, this guy is known. He is known to be a crooked. There's another lawyer that's as crooked as he is. And in fact, they actually call him the weasel. They call him the weasel. He's not. And that one who's known for weasel, well, let me just read it to you. Here, corrupt prosecutor Andrew Wiseman. I didn't write the corrupt part. Even the Gateway pundit recognizes the corrupt, and I want to say the very corrupt prosecutor known as the Weasel. He's known as the Weasel, Andrew Wiseman. On Wednesday, floated additional and more serious federal charges against the real president. Okay, the legitimate president of the United States, Donald Trump. In New Jersey. This guy, he even looks like a weasel. Look at him. Look at his picture.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll go for that. Yeah, he absolutely does.
Yes.
Well, what about Adam Schiff here? We got a complaint calls for ethics investigation of conspiracy promoting Schiff. And it says California Dems repeatedly falsely claimed that he had evidence of Russia-Trump collusion. And he's claimed that without evidence, to have seen all the Trump campaign evidence, including colluding with Russia. And very, very quickly here, it says that the complaint focuses on, they have a complaint now focusing on Schiff's claim that he saw evidence of the unproven claims of collusion and his promoting of the discredited dossier of false statements about Trump. Durham, in fact, from the Durham report, found that the FBI had no proper basis for launching the Crossfire Hurricane investigation into Trump and Russia in 2016. And Representative Anita Polina from Florida, who's a Republican, has moved to censor Adam Schiff. And what they the charges basically is that they want a handful of Republicans help to overturn this so that it didn't stick to him. And they wanted to censor him and fine him $16 million as part of that. And Paulina has resubmitted some evidence. She says 20 Republicans voted with the Dems to stop the ethics investigation and censor and fine Adam Schiff. She said, so that there's no confusion, I will be filing a privilege, a motion to censor and send Schiff to the ethics committee for investigation. So,
Adam Schiff, keep your hands off little boys, Adam Schiff. Okay.
Huh.
Anyhow, yeah, well, they were talking about how, you know how when Clinton was in office, they were actually saying that he's not only a good liar, he's a great liar, and he's our liar. That's actually what they said.
Yes.
Okay. In other words, they were boasting about this. Adam Schiff is such a liar. He just, I mean, there's...
Well, he's one of those ones where, as the joke goes, you know how you know when Adam Schiff is lying?
His lips are moving.
That's right. Uh-huh. His lips are moving.
He, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is, Adam, keep your hands off little boys. There's a good reason for that.
And then he's come on. He's a protege of Pelosi,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
and all the garbage that went on with that stuff.
Okay. Alrighty, always when you're talking in the mic, don't look around. See, here's what happens when you're talking in the mic.
No, alrighty.
Okay. Huh. You see what happened?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now you got to stay in. Okay. Or what I could do is like put a harness on you, a head harness. so that mic moves with your head.
Okay. I give.
All right, what about former U.S. Marine Daniel Penny? indicted by grand jury in chokehold death of Jordan Neely. Now, here's a guy that's running around saying, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody come running up to you and he's going wild and he's a tall guy and he says, I don't care if I die. I don't care. I've broken the law. I don't care what they do. I'm going to kill people. Would you say, well, okay, well, have a nice day, right? And, or say, you know, you're in New York, you can do that and get away with it here because you got brag, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're on the train out there and you decide you want to kill someone, you got brag, you got a good chance of walking away from it, right?
You sure do.
Okay.
Yes.
But now this guy, this Daniel Penny, he's thinking, you know, I don't want him to kill me. I don't think that's a good idea, right? And he's looking around at other people. You see these women standing there. So I don't think it's a good idea that this guy kills those women. He's looking at those women, right?
Right.
So he says, I think what I'll do is I'm going to restrain him until the train stops at my stop, anyhow. So he don't kill me, or at least the people here with me, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so that's what he did. Now, Bragg's pretty mad about that. He's thinking, you should have let him kill somebody. I mean, the guy just wanted to kill some people, that's all. This is New York, okay? This is the subway in New York. All he wanted to do is kill some people, right? And, you know, George Soros, you know, he put me here just so things like that could be done, right?
Yep.
So that's what Bragg would be thinking, huh?
Yes.
Already.
You know, speaking of George Soros, he just transferred the power over to the foundation to his son.
Yeah, well, he's got several sons, but this was the youngest and the worst of them all.
Yeah, the one just 37. Yeah.
Yeah, and so here now, a grand jury has indicted former U.S. Marine Daniel Penny in connection with the chokehold death of Jordan Neely, aboard a subway train. Law enforcement sources told ABC News. The exact charges will not be unsealed until Penny appears in court at a later date. The sources said Penny was initially arrested on a second-degree manslaughter charge. Is that the same as self-defense? I don't really think it is it? No. Attorneys for Penny said in the past statement, ABC News, that they fully expect that Danny will be exonerated of all charges. Well, here's the thing. If he gets a jury of his peers to ride the subway, it'll be 12-0, okay?
Okay.
But if they go jury shopping out there, you know, if they go to BLM, burn, loot, and murder, or Antifa, or even to the Democratic Congress, it'll be a different story, huh?
That's right.
Yes.
All right.
But that's the whole problem with the BLM situation, is that you get the jury of your peers, so what, they're going to be some other BLM people,
right?
So you'll always walk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, BLM's not heavy. It's, things aren't going real good for them lately. We'll talk about that a little later. But here, you were mentioning Adam Schiff. Here, holding back accountability. Here are the House Republicans who say they will not vote to censor serial liar Adam Schiff. Contact them today. And they got a list of these. So, folks, here's what you want to do. Here's the people that failed to do their job. The gutless, spineless rhinos who refused to do their job. Here you've got a guy that's as crooked as crooked gets, okay? And here, let me find the list here. I got it someplace. Of those that,
yeah, they said it was 20. They said it was 20 of them.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. These are the current four GOP holdouts. They said there's four here. Oh, I figure it's Dave Joyce is one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Massie is another. Garbrino is another. Unbelievable. When we don't punish evil, it metastasizes. And so here, there you go. So those are the four holdouts. Representative Andrew Garbrino Rhino of New York, Dave Joyce, Rhino of Ohio, Michelle Flesh Fishback, Rhino of Minnesota, and Thomas Massey, Rhino of Kentucky.
Well, what about the ladies from Maine and Alaska? I'm sure that they're on there.
No, those aren't the House. Those are Senate.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so they're right. So there you go. And so you folks out there, here's who you need to contact. You need to contact these four rhinos. Again, Rhino Andrew Garbarino from New York, Rhino David Joyce from Ohio, Rhino Michelle Fishback from Minnesota, and Rhino Thomas Massey of Kentucky will not vote to censor Adam Schiff. Way to go, huh? You talk about lukewarm. Okay. All right. Just in, globalist cyber attack hits multiple U.S. federal government agencies. We kind of were told that was coming, huh? This is the Chinese who have done this. And also now they're saying that they think the Russians are involved in this too. A global cyber attack exploiting a flaw widely used software has struck several U.S. federal government agencies, triggering an immediate and rigorous response from cybersecurity. It goes on to say, government agencies. All right, the U.S. cybersecurity. All right. What is going on? There's that some kind of an emergency warning or something coming out of the phone. I don't know. Okay. It could be. It's a strange night, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, how much time do we have?
We got a few. Go ahead. You got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick then. Here we go. State sues Biden for missing law, and this is to promote LGBTQ ideology to children. The office of suspended Texas attorney Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration challenging Title IX. The suit directly challenges the Biden administration's 2021 interpretation of Title IX. And it says that it's for protection of LGBTQ individuals. Texas is challenging this blatant attempt to misuse federal regulatory power to force K-12 schools, colleges, universities in our state to accept and implement transgender ideology in violation of the state's law by misusing Title IX statute to threaten the withholding of federal educational funds. It says conventional interpretation of Title IX mandates protection against discrimination in federally funded education systems and institutions on the basis of sex. And we all are seeing a lot of that in sports right now, but Texas is trying to fight it. Here in Ohio, as a matter of fact, we just passed something, the first hurdle in the House of not having that in the high schools here, but it hasn't passed all the way yet in the law.
Yeah, well, we need it here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from here on out until the Lord comes back, it's going to be a constant warfare.
And they're going to keep coming back. And when you beat them, they're going to come back.
This is an article by John and Nisha Whitehead, but we don't really have time for it because we're coming up to a break here. So when we get back, we're going to take a good look. We'll find out. I'll find out in a minute or so if we're going to have a clip. We had a good clip, but may not have it because things are doing what we were afraid they were going to do here tonight. The devil don't want this program. All right. We'll be back after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.